Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Wei Chen. I am from University of Colorado and Colorado Springs. Today, I'm going to talk about our work, Preemptive Low Latency JSON Scheduling via Lightweight Virtualization. This is a collaboration between University of Colorado at Colorado Springs and University of Texas at Arlington. So today, data center management is facing two important challenges. Why data center administrators strive to consolidate more and more workload on the same infrastructures to increase the hardware utilization, energy, and resource efficiency, meeting the service level objectives of diverse workload is critical to improve the user experience. So a common practice is to co-host heterogeneous workload in a same clusters. The heterogeneous workloads differs in terms of diverse resource demands and different quality of service requirements. Existing research has shown that prioritizing the short jobs while serving the long jobs in a best efforts manner would increase the cluster utilization without compromising the responsiveness of the short jobs. So we first analyzed the publicly available traits from the Google data center. As you can see from the left figure, the jobs in Google data center differs significantly in job size. The short jobs contribute almost 80% of the total number of jobs. However, the top 10% of the long jobs account for 80% of the resource usage. We'll also show the task submission rate and the task eviction rate in the right figure over a period of 48 hours. So it suggests multiple tasks are contending for the shared resources. So tasks are queued or evicted to free resource to the tasks with higher priority. Since there are a total number of 900,000 tasks that are submitted, of which there are 92,000 tasks that are queued. Since the short job have higher priority, so we found most of the preemptive tasks belong to the long jobs. Existing cluster manager like Yarn or Macy's use queue-based preemption. However, the queue-based preemption would incur a significant delay to the long-running jobs. So we run the MapReduce workloads and Spark workloads in 26 nodes and injecting a 6 minute burst of the short Spark query. So since the Spark query have higher priority, the long-running jobs will be queued to free the resources. As you can see from the left figures, the Spark jobs suffer from as much as 91% slowdown. Because the tasks in Spark are closely coupled due to the frequent inter-task synchronization. So it's very obvious that the queue of one task prevents the entire job from making any progress. In addition, the recomputation of the field RDD also caused a considerable amount of time delay. For the MapReduce workload, which is unlike the Spark workloads, it shows the various degrees of slowdown. The map-heavy jobs suffer less performance penalty because the mapper tasks are usually not big and independent from each other. However, the reduced heavy jobs are more susceptible to task queuing. The queuing of the reducers may require the auto-washoff phase to be relaunched, which would take a considerable amount of time to complete. So because the queue-based preemption is very expensive, in this work, we propose a lightweight approach to realize the task preemption without losing the task execution progress. The key idea is to containerize tasks and use precise resource management enabled by the lightweight virtualization to suspend and resume tasks. To suspend a task, we first reclaim a task's allocated CPU and memory resource to stop its execution. but still maintain a minimal footprint so that the preempted task is still alive. To resume a task, we restore our preempted task CPU and memory resources. Since the preempted task is not actually done, so the task's execution progress will not be lost. Based on this design, we propose the preemptive file share scheduler, featured by the preemptive task scheduling and fine-grained resource reclamation. So there are a lot of research works focusing on optimizing for scheduling of heterogeneous workloads. Yuan used queue-based approach to enforce the file share between multiple queues. Sparrow accelerates the scheduling of shared jobs through a distributed scheduler. However, Sparrow lacks an efficient mechanism for task preemption, and it does not guarantee the latency in a fully loaded cluster. Hawk uses a hybrid approach and reserve a portion of the cluster resources for the shared jobs. However, it is difficult to derive an optimal setting of reservation, and also the reservation is workload dependent. There also works use checkpoint techniques to reduce the cost of task killing, such as the proactive checkpointing, the one presented in NetGem. Periodical checkpoint the task state onto the persistent storage so that the preemptive task can be resumed from the last checkpoint. However, it is also challenging to decide an optimal frequency of checkpointing. On-demand checkpointing, such as the one based on new release CLIU crew, it requires extensive change to the application source code. And Google Block also uses container-based techniques for the cluster resource management. However, its usage is limited to the task isolation. So inspired by the task preemption in the traditional OS, we believe the task cluster scheduling can be made simple if short job can timely preempt long jobs. So our proposed task-based preemption do not need for cluster reservation, and it does preserve the long jobs progress, and it is application agnostic, and it uses fine-grained resource management. So in this slide, we'll elaborate on the design of our proposed container-based task preemption. We use Docker to containerize the task and rely on C group to control CPU and memory resource allocation to each container. For task suspension, a preempted task is deprived its CPU resource to stop execution. Then we leverage on the virtual memory management to save the task state onto the hard disk. After a container's memory is reclaimed, the virtual memory management in host OS will write the dirty memory pages into the swap error. For task resumption, it will restore a preemptive task CPU and memory resources. The saved task state on the disk will be loaded into the memory via the on-demand page faults. So in this slide, we show that to keep a preemptive task still alive to the cluster manager, we keep a minimal footprint of a preemptive task for 64 megabytes memory and 1% CPU. It guarantees the heartbeat can still be delivered to the cluster manager. So as you can see from the left figure, at 40 seconds, we first reclaim a cluster memory. After the container's memory is reclaimed, we can observe a significant disk activity between the 40 seconds and 130 seconds, as shown from the right figures. The disk activity is immediately throttled after we reduce the preemptive task CPU resource to 1%. Since the preemptive task does not have enough CPU cycles to issue the memory request, it will not cause many page faults, thereby not affecting other co-running tasks. In these experiments, we show that after timely throttling suspended task CPU usage and carefully maintain a minimal footprint. A suspended task is still alive, but it does not make progress or affect other tasks. So based on the prototype we just showed, we define or develop two types of preemption. Immediate preemption, it reclaims all resources of a preemptive task in one pass. It is simple, but it may reclaim more than needed and incur significant disk swapping and also cause long, reclamation. And then we also implement a graceful preemption. It shrinks the preemptive task and reclaims its resources in multiple passes at a predefined step. It uses a fine-grained reclamation to avoid overswapping and over-preemption. It's a little bit complicated and requires a tuning of the step size. So putting together, we propose Big C. Big C is a preemptive cluster scheduler. So it has three major components as shown from the figure. A container allocator, it replaces Yarn's nominal container with Docker. A container monitor, it performs container suspend and resume operations at Yarn's node manager. And a resource monitor and scheduler, it determines how much resource and which container to preempt by extending Yarn's capacity scheduler. So before we move into our proposed preemptive fail-safe scheduler, we first look at the Yarn's capacity scheduler. Yarn's capacity scheduler enforces dominated resource fairness between multiple queues. It is work-conserving and allows one queue to use more than its fair share. For example, tasks from the long jobs can be queued to free resources to satisfy the short jobs' fair share. So it first, the Yarn's capacity scheduler first calculates the over-provisioned resources and use this value to compare it with the short job demands as shown in this formula. If the short job demand is less than the over-provisioned resources, the request can be fully satisfied. Otherwise, all the over-provisioned resources will be reclaimed. But we found there are two problems with this design. First, at least one long task needs to be queued. Even the short job demand is less than the size of one long task. Second, all the over-provisioned resources, including CPU and memory, needs to be reclaimed if the short job demand is higher. Both cases will cause the waste of the resource. To overcome the previous problem, we propose the preemptive fair share scheduler. It allows the tasks from the short job to only preempt part of the resources of the task from the long job. So it works like this. If the short job demand is less than the over-provisioned resources, we only satisfy the request. Otherwise, we use a function which is called computeDR to determine how much resource needs to preempt to satisfy the short job demand. So for example, if the short job demand is 20 CPU and 10 gigabytes memory, and the over-provisioned resources is 10 CPU and 15 gigabytes memory, then what is the ideal amount of the resource to preempt to satisfy the short job demand? For the default capacity scheduler, it will preempt 10 CPU as the total available CPU is 10, and 10 gigabytes memory as a request. But however, by requesting 20 CPU only getting 10, then the CPU is not fully satisfied. So as a result, the reclaimed 10 gigabytes memory may not be fully utilized. So as an improvement, our proposed scheduler will only preempt 5 gigabytes memory, which is in proportion to the reclaimed CPU according to the short job demand. So after the amount of resource to preempt is determined, we use container preemption algorithm to choose container to do the actual preemption. It first chooses a job with the longest remaining time. As long as the job has containers and there's a resource to preempt, it will preempt resource from a random picked container in each iterations. For immediate preemption, it suspends a container and reclaims its entire resource. For graceful preemption, it shrinks a container and reclaims its resource at a predefined step. The graceful preemption tries to spread the preemption pressures to as many containers as possible. So we also develop two types of optimizations here. First, we disable the speculative execution of the preempted tasks. Since the suspended task will likely trigger the future speculative execution. Second, we delay the task resumption for the preempted tasks. Since the task may be resumed immediately after preemption, causing them to be suspended again. So a suspended task is required to perform T attempts before it is readmitted. So in the experimental part, we deployed our proposed Big C in a 26-node cluster, and we implemented our approach in Hadoop 2.7.1, and we use Docker 1.12.1 to containerize tasks. We configure two queues in the capacity scheduler. The one queue for the short job and the one queue for the long job. The short job queue accounts for the 95% of the cluster resource, and the long job queue accounts for the 5% of the cluster capacity. We enable the work conserving so that the long job can utilize the idle resource when the short job queue is not fully utilized. We compared our approach, immediate preemption, which is searched for IP, graceful preemption, which is searched for GP, with FIFO, which we disable the preemption, reserve, which we reserve as 60% of the capacity for short job. Here, which is the default capacity scheduler. And we use Spark Circle as our short jobs, and Hibernate as our long jobs. So in our first experiments, we create a controlled synthetic workloads to simulate the different submission patterns, as you can see from the figure, which is a high load, low load, multiple load. So we keep the long job persistently utilize 80% of the cluster resource. Then we show the short job demands, short job performance. With a Spark as a long job. So FIFO is the worst due to inability to preempt long job. Reserve underperform due to the lack of reserved capacity under high load. The graceful preemption is better than the immediate preemption due to less resource reclamation time or swapping. We then show the long job's performance. As you can see from the figure, we regard the FIFO as a reference performance since the job scheduled by the FIFO won't be able to be preempted. Overall, the graceful preemption achieved an average 60 improvement over queue-based approach since our IP and GP will save the task execution progress. Immediate preemption incurs significant overhead to Spark job. There are two reasons for this. First, aggressive resource reclamation causes system-wide swapping. Second, completely suspended task impeded the overall job progress. Then we show the short job latency with MapReduce as a long job. First, we didn't show the FIFO's results since FIFO incurs 15 to 20 minutes slowdown to short job. We have an interesting finding here. Queue-based approach would incur significantly delay. That's because the large amounts of the resubmitted MapReduce tasks will block the short job. Immediate preemption and graceful preemption achieve the similar performance. And then we show the performance of long MapReduce jobs. So first, queue performs well for map-heavy workloads since MapReduce tasks are loosely coupled. So suspending the task does not stop the entire job. Immediate preemption and graceful preemption show similar performance for MapReduce workloads. But still, we found that our proposed immediate preemption and graceful preemption much outperform the queue-based approach on a reduced heavy workloads. Finally, we also tested our approach on user Google Trace. As you can see from the figure, the short job the average utilization for a short job is below 20%. But we can still observe some burstiness that almost takes 90% of the cluster capacity. Definitely, the burst will kill almost all the long jobs. The overall results is good. So immediate preemption and graceful preemption first guarantee the short job latency. And the graceful preemption improves the 90% long job runtime by 67%. And which is the best is that 23% of the long job failed with queue-based preemption. But our approach will not cause the job failure. So for the summary of our work, first, data-intensive cluster computing lacks an efficient mechanism for task preemption. So we propose Big C, which is a simple yet effective approach to enable preemptive task scheduling. It uses lightweight virtualization to help to containerize tasks. And task preemption is achieved through the precise resource management enabled by the C group. So the final result is Big C maintains the short job latency close to reservation-based scheduling while achieving similar long jobs performance compared to FIFO scheduling. So that's all. Thank you for listening, and I'm happy to take the questions.
I have one question. I'm kind of curious if you had a live migration-like capability for containers, kind of like hypervisor or virtualization systems have for VMs, mm-hmm. would that help?
Yes, it would be helpful. And Docker community is also like developing this function, the container migration. It would be helpful. And we also consider to integrate this function into our approach. Yeah.